Blog Talk Radio.
Or a dream, or something achieved after death, but a reality available to all of us now. Was our perception of it. The world has shifted. The matrix of limits and controls that once fettered us is dissolving now. The earth is taking its proper place in the universe. It's time to exit the matrix, to cross the bridge to freedom. Welcome to Bridge to Paradise.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another special edition of Victor Live Radio Show. Our cover interview will be coming up in a minute, and I apologize, but we do have to get some infomercials out. This is how I make my living. I do all my work for free, and I do appreciate it when people attend my conferences and enjoy some of my products. First of all, I want to thank Danelle Glade and Stephen Smalley for their wonderful contributions, donated time to producing these Cobra interviews, as well as Ricky Serafico has done an excellent job here recording these interviews. And this week, I have to apologize. We had some major technical glitches. Didn't get the interview done until the 23rd. I actually have a software glitch. Ricky has had to work overtime with a corrupted file, so I hope you're going to enjoy his excellent work. I know you enjoy his music, the intro and the ending music here, and he certainly would appreciate if you people would help support him through the link on my website, thepromisereveal.com. There's a purchase button for Mysterious Spheres, his wonderful CD. Lots of updates coming for you in the world today. We have the wonderful DVD set available for download or physical mailing to you from the Mount Shasta Summer Conference. We have Michael O'Legion, Robert Peralta, Andrew Bisago, Byron Belitzos, James Gillen, Tricia McCannon, and yours truly on a wonderfully edited DVD by the TV and film producer Harold Reyes. If anyone needs any help along these lines, please contact me about that. Also, under my Victory of Light radio show, next to the Cobra on my drop-down menu, there's some great interviews with Albert Lambermont Weber, Ted Marr, and I also interviewed Fulford Kabuki and Kaiwi Lapelli, and several other great shows there if you want to check out those archives. Keep in mind, we're not exactly professional. We don't have a studio, and a lot of times our Skype interviews have time delays. And it sounds like we're talking over each other. This is simply due to the delay of the live broadcast feed on Skype. So if you'll be patient there with that kind of information, we'll be looking forward to you. My new blog is coming out. I'm trying to get some spiritual information in there as well. We have lots of updates on my blog, so I'm going to ask you to go to the prepareforchange.com and sign up for my newsletter and get on my email list. We got some amazing offers coming for those of you who are going to be signing up as well. My Mount Shasta 2015 Portal Ascension Conference, I'm not sure if that's going to be the name this year, but we have confirmed Omnek will be speaking for the first time in 25 years. Alex Collier will be speaking with me for the first time in 8 years with the public this coming summer. We'll have Scott Lemrill, the radio show host, Ted Marr from Seattle, myself, and again, James Gilliland will be honoring us with his presence in Mount Shasta this summer. So check that out on my new blog coming up. Also, I'm happy to announce that I will be probably speaking in Maui on February 8th at the Temple of Peace. You can watch my website for that announcement and my blog as well for the details. I will be appearing at the Ancient Wisdom Conference. That is also going to be a link on my blog that Ted Marr is putting on in Gig Harbor March 6th through the 8th. You can look for that, my blog as well, for a link to that. Also, have some wonderful new products up there, folks. The wonderful Gemsphere Energy, the precursor to free energy, and plasma healing technology is available. So please check all that out, as well as prepareforchange.net. Lots of information coming from the wonderful fellow teammates there, Prepare for Change, preparing you for the event. We've had some great updates. And again, I want to thank Ricky Serafico for his patience for putting up with this really bad file. My software is corrupted, and I'm going to try and figure that out for next month as well. And again, thank you, Cobra. Victor's life to you all, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. All right, Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Victory of Light Radio Show. This is Rob Potter, your host. It's a special edition of the Cobra interview, slightly delayed due to some technical difficulties, but we're going to have the wonderful Ricky Serafico will be taking a wonderful time and making this, as usual, always the best and easy-to-hear modulated interview with Cobra. We have some wonderful updates, and we just did get a Cobra update yesterday on the portal activation. We'll be talking about that. First of all, I'd like to welcome you to the show, Cobra. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, there's lots of amazing things happening in the world today. I want to save a little bit of the Egypt stuff exciting for last. I want to kind of get into the more mundane. We'll go from kind of the heavier to the light here. We've seen some changes today. The Dow Jones S&P went up over 18,000 today. They're claiming a bull market in the economy. And there have also been prognostications of, you know, the currency manipulations with Russia. I'd like you to talk a little bit, if you can, of what's going on with the smoke and mirrors here. People are wondering, is the oil price coming, guys, or the bad guys, or is this still just business as usual? We can expect some things to happen here.
Basically, it's a manipulation from the cabal because they want to influence Russia. They want to bring Russia to its knees, and it's not going to work.
Right. I've been looking at Putin and Obama's kind of State of the Union address was a thing there. And, you know, I believe in truth and I believe in liberty and justice all over the world. I'm not really secular. I would like to believe that America could lead the way in greatness and prosperity. But with the manipulation of the president through what I believe is a mind control implanting program controlled by hostile forces, I think that's impossible. The next question we had in regards to the world scene that we have going on here is a lot of people were talking about the possible takedown of the Bush-Clinton crime family syndicate that you mentioned in your post could take place even before the event, possibly. Would you believe this is possible now?
Yes, as I have said in my report, that's a new option which has developed after the opening of the portal. It was very unlikely before, but now so much light is present that the only option for the Jesuits, the Rothschilds, to survive is to release the Illuminati faction, and this is exactly what's happening, as you can see in the mass media. So yes, that's an option.
Yeah, and there's been, I'm not sure why it's coming out here, but there's a big hullabaloo about censorship of radio show The Interview, and there's actually evidence now. Tim Hennigan is releasing that, you know, millions of dollars have been released to Paramount through George Soros, and trying to create some sort of conflict and basically a brainwashing of humanity. It's quite powerful, the cabal's influence directly involved in the mass media and the movies, isn't there?
Oh, yes, it's an old story, actually. Basically, the mass media are controlled by the cabal since their creation.
Okay. Also, I wanted to ask you specifically about the Egypt activation. I want to get a little bit into that. Can you tell me, when we were there in 2012, there was certainly quite a bit of political tension going on around the Tahrir Square, and a lot of things going on before and after, and we were hearing of various situations going on there. But tell us, how was the general feeling amongst the populace? I know that when we were around the Giza, we didn't notice it much. Of course, there was the Muslim Brotherhood kind of watching our backs there during the activation time with us and lots of different groups and other activities there. Of course, the bomb scare that we reported on. But, I mean, the general tension wasn't there at Giza. How was it this year? What was going on in downtown Egypt?
Actually, the tensions have subsided. People are still quite excitable, but this is more due to their general life experience. There is not much of a political tension, but it's more like their struggle for survival, which is still not resolved because we are still on the same planet with the same basic circumstances, so not much has changed.
Yes, some people have mentioned that the Egyptian president, I think he has Jewish ties. They feel he's very much a cabal-oriented person. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I would not agree with that. The situation in Egypt is in many ways much better than in other countries because Egypt has tried to separate from the cabal as much as possible.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you, could you tell us anything about the opening? Did you guys go to Saqqara and have an activation inside the initiation area there?
No, actually, we had our activation at the Giza Plateau, but the resistance movement sent a special group to Saqqara at the same moment.
Excellent, excellent. Very cool to know. And you also mentioned that a total of 144,000 resistance movement members and the Gartha Network, or, of course, were some of these galactic federations down part-time as well?
It was mostly resistance movement and the Gartha Network.
So mostly the people, the contingency from Planet X that are working hard to liberate, is that correct?
Yes, and also Jaden Algarten's network here before the resistance movement came. It was a combination of those two groups and also other positive groups involved that were never involved before.
Okay. Could you comment a little bit more on the activation, share with our people here a little bit where you did and what you did so they can kind of get a picture?
Well, basically, the instructions can be given on the blog, and everybody can read them, but the actual activation itself was quite an intense event. Actually, it required our total dedication and our total focus and all of our energies, because it was huge. It was massive. The energies were really very, very strong, and the situation was very strong. So I'm glad that we managed to enter the breakthrough phase. I will be speaking more about this breakthrough phase in the future. It is simply that we are not just waiting for something to happen. We are not just resisting the current situation. We are actively prepared for the breakthrough. And you can see the results already. In just a few days, things are happening that were not happening before.
Yeah, I can feel there's an energetic shift. It's been very, very tense. In the lightworker communities, there's been lots of dissension and various things. I'm not going to name names here, but lots of, you know, people, I think, just reacting, misunderstanding, overstating, over, you know, expectancy things. You know, just been a lot of tension amongst certain lightworker groups. People are going through a lot of infighting within themselves. What do you recommend for people to do when they see these different lightworkers who have maybe been working together and all of a sudden they come apart? It kind of seems like for some people it might want them to deny some of the information. Well, if these guys are fighting, it can't be real, but that's not always the case, is it?
Okay, basically, it's just people being triggered by the ARCO network. So first, do not get involved in the drama. And second, forgive. Do not get involved into any kind of judgment, because that is not productive. This is a time when we need to unify our forces and not divide them. So it is, I would just say it again, as I said many times, for everybody involved in the liberation process, do not judge each other. Unite forces. This is what we need at this point.
Very good. I also have another question. You mentioned a breakthrough in the plasma network. I heard from a source, I'm not really sure of its veracity, but I was told that the Ascended Master Christ or the Victor One spaceship made a declaration before he left addressing a council there, that he said, be gone from the air. And there was a report that it was quite intense. And I just am wondering, and that may be true or not true esoterically, I'm not really sure. I'm not going to make a confirmed statement on that. But you mentioned there was a breakthrough in the plasma network. Can you share a little bit in the scalar field that is tied into the chemtrail program as well?
Yes, actually, one of the purposes of the chemtrail program is to create a medium in the air that can conduct plasma scalar waves more effectively to maintain the veil. So as now, there was a certain operation of the light forces which has effectively removed a great part of it. It did not affect chemtrails themselves, but it did affect the plasma waves. And the plasma, many of the post-plasma generators have been removed.
Very good. That's what I was wanting to hear and thinking. Did this possibly incite a more hostile action from the etheric astral parasites? Because it certainly seemed that if that took place when it was supposed to, that there seemed to be a lot of different types of energies moving through people. I was noticing in a lot of stress and tension coming to the surface in a lot of relationships with a lot of people.
Yes, actually, there are two things going on. The first one is the reaction of those non-physical beings. And the second one is the problem of entity possession, because many people on this planet, especially those who have a potential for the light, have been greatly attacked in the past by entities, and those entities were put into place and maintained in their place by the scalar plasma network. And now that this network is being slowly removed, those entities are becoming quite active and are disturbing people's lives. So people who were calm before are starting to freak out suddenly, and this is because the entities are being triggered right now.
Yeah, and it makes sense they go to those who are in positions of disseminating the truth.
Yes.
Very interesting. I've had some questions recently kind of in regards to that. We'll segue into, people are curious about the nanotechnology. You've mentioned it before, but we have a lot of new people following us now. Our information that we're sharing, that you share, and that a lot of people are sharing is waking up the general populace. So we still have a lot of new people coming to our information. They don't always have time to go all the way back. Can you share a little bit more about the nanotechnology, which some people call smart dust, or these advanced technologies that are kind of out there? Some people are kind of curious. Will they just be rendered inert? Will they be removed? Do they still have some effect on some people? What's going on there?
Well, most of this has been removed. It's not a big threat, a big issue anymore.
There is still some effect going on, yeah?
But there are some aspects of it which are remaining, but it's not there are other factors which are much more serious than this.
Yeah, I don't normally do like personal, health consultations or something, but I thought this might be kind of energetically related or something, and I'm just going to paraphrase it real quick. I let you look at this one because it's a little longer before so you could understand, but there's a lady who says she's getting like 1 hour of sleep. A friend of hers is really worried and asked, you know, what can we do for this person? She only gets an hour of sleep. Is there any type of suggestion you can give her to, she can't seem to get the deep REM that she needs. We're not asking for a diagnosis, but if someone had this condition in general, what would you suggest?
Okay, one possible indication is too much stress. If a certain person is overstressed, it is possible that person cannot relax enough to get some sleep. The other possibility is interference from the scalar network or from non-physical entities. I would suggest to go in nature and try to spend some days in nature and sleep in a natural environment away from electromagnetic pollution.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a good one. I like that. Because the body can't really get out there electronically. You're jammed back in and waking up. Okay, here's another question. We know the astral plane is probably a general answer, but people want to know, where do we go when we sleep?
Okay, the physical body stays in the obvious position, but you exit with your etheric body from the physical body, and sometimes you also explore your surroundings in the astral body. So it depends on your level of consciousness and the depth of your sleep, but your focus of your consciousness shifts from the physical body to your higher non-physical body. And of course, then it returns when you wake up again.
And so your awareness could actually extend beyond the planet. In your local environment, there's various possibilities there. So it's a question is in lots of different places.
It is possible if your consciousness is high enough and if you're able to penetrate the veil and exit from the programming.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's a good thing. Okay, and there's another question, and again, people were kind of wanting a little more of a description, and it comes down to, where do we go when we die? Now, we know that the physical body turns into dust here, and we have these various other bodies. Do we strip all of the bodies and go in our soul body to a certain level, or do we, can you explain a little bit? This has been, we've talked about it, and I keep getting lots of questions on it. Can you kind of explain a little bit more about what that process is?
Okay, it's a gradual process. When we die, we go to certain hyperdimensional doorway, and we exit the physical body with our consciousness, and we go through that doorway, which is actually the plasma plane. And if we do not get stuck on the plasma plane, we proceed towards the etheric plane, where we spend some time and release some of our personality, of our belief system, of our patterns, and then proceed to the astral plane. So after we die, we tend to spend most of the time on the astral plane. And some people who are spiritually aware enough proceed further towards the mental plane and spend a certain amount of time on the higher mental plane, where they are in constant connection with their own soul, with their own inner higher presence. And then, of course, at a certain moment, they receive an impulse to reincarnate again. That impulse can be coming from their own inner drive to incarnate, or it can come from the veil, from the Archon's network.
And if they come down and they follow this impulse, are they from the higher mental plane? Do they have to take the contract, or is it a choice? Do they go down and go, hey, by the way, now, I mean, people are wondering, like, what's this contract? You come down and go, okay, here's the situation. You want to gather experience, and you're on the physical plane here. You're kind of tethered to our network. So you're going to go in, and you know you're taking these implants. You agree? Is it done like that?
Okay, it's a complex situation. First, you have a personality issue, which are not resolved, which tend to draw you to the physical plane. You have certain unresolved situations with certain people, and then you want to come down to resolve those situations. Then you also have your higher mission, and then you have the Archon manipulation. Various so-called spiritual guides, which are not actually spiritual guides, are giving you certain suggestions, which might or might not be in your highest good. And the combination of all those factors, together with Archon scalar technology, determines the path of your incarnation.
Right, so you kind of have an impetus there, and whatever you are able to gather and focus on in your life is to, you're drawn to fate in certain situations, which are, we won't call it karma, but the law of manifestation to seek balance. And we have the Archon network trying to disrupt everything, and then we have the higher influences. When you have these other influences through the incarnation process, I mean, trying to picture it as you're a light being and you're going through Is there a specific communication with other, let's call them spirit personalities who are in your incarnation, or you just kind of hover over the earth, you're just drawn to a woman that's pregnant and you know you're going in and you go in? Or, I mean, I kind of wonder, the contract thing is kind of where I'm going to go. So could you explain a little bit about when you go into the body, what is that? Do you actually agree to these things, or is these just influences? Once you're coming back, these influences funnel you into a body and that's it?
Okay, on some level, you do agree to it because you have a certain part of it wants to go in, but that decision is usually manipulated by the archons. You might be given certain options. Those options may or may not be in your highest interest. There will be spiritual guides around you. Those guides might be also like, they might be manipulated themselves. They might think they're doing something that is good. It depends on the situation. You see, the contract that you sign actually something that reflects your inner direction. So you have resolved not to go into incarnation. Nothing can force you into that. But if you have a certain unresolved issue, of course, the archons can play upon those and force you to incarnate because you have certain unresolved issues in that area. Or if you have a higher mission to incarnate, you can choose by your own higher free will to incarnate. But even in that occasion, the archons will try to dictate the circumstances of your incarnation as much as possible.
And harass you the entire way.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So another question here. Someone says they've been trying to revoke their contracts. There's, you know, individuals out there talking about it. And, you know, person very strongly wrote down and declared their contracts null and void and initiated positive changes. And they really feel like the changes that they declared are not being honored. Can you explain about the, if we revoke a contract and declare it and write it out, and how come it seems like some aspects of these things are still playing out in our, you know, our perception, our lives, and our physical realities?
It is because we have many incarnations, and in many incarnations we sign many contracts. And some of those are still active. You have to revoke all of them completely, and it's not easy. But don't really give up. Continue clearing that, and you will feel less and less attachment to forces of influence.
Okay. Here's another, a little more general question. Can you comment on the general progress the resistance movement has had on moving towards clearing the way for the event? You mentioned that we've made some changes here. We still have to get a critical mass on the surface of the population. But with parts of the plasma field network down, are these down permanently? Will they have any ability to reestablish some of these?
They don't have enough resources to reestablish this. But the scalar network needs to be completely removed before the event, or I would say it would be greatly suggested it is completely removed before the event. And also, the Chimera group and their exotic technologies, various bombs of this or that nature, has not been cleared yet completely, and this absolutely has to go before the event.
Yes, the scalar field plasma network that was removed, was this on the physical level, or was this done by the resistance movement in the etheric and possibly lower astral where a human military personnel could not get?
It was on the physical. The plasma generators are on the physical. They were removed on the physical.
Wow, that's very good news. Okay. So I was wondering, there are still another technology that's still around, correct?
There are quite many technologies that are still around. I would say a few of the main ones are the various exotic work bombs and the scalar plasma network.
And there's still some physical ones left, or these in maybe some of the higher dimensions there?
Okay, I will not go into any details of this one. It's quite a sensitive issue right now.
Yeah, we had a lot of questions from people. I wanted to get a little of the world update and take on the portal. And congratulations to you and all the people. I know what it's like when things get intense and trying to make it happen. One last question there on that. Did you guys do it? Were you inside one of the chambers?
We did not go inside of the chambers. We were at some other location on the Giza Plateau.
Very good. Okay. We have another question, just a general one here. We're going to go through a lot of these. Can you explain to us the relationship between Diana, Lucifera, Astaroth, and Isis in mythology?
Okay. Basically, Diana Lucifera is the code name of Venus. Rising Venus, the morning star, and it is one of the names of the goddess. Astaroth is actually one of the names of Astara. Astara was a late Atlantean goddess, which can be named with various names. Isis is one of them, and this has nothing to do with symbols of the goddess Durpi. So the number 666 is actually a symbol of the goddess. The pentagram is a symbol of the goddess. And all those have been misused by the cabal because they wanted to prevent people from contacting the goddess energy.
Right. The natural manifestation can always be seen as pure, can be reversed at any time. Another question, basically, when we talk about worship of the goddess, you mentioned before we talked about temples, and the goddess worship is actually bringing back the balanced feminine and male aspect and having temples or kind of like art museums where people can go and enjoy nature. You've described that before. But I wanted to ask you in regards to the ancient goddesses that you speak about that were actually here. These were during times when there were various races on the planet in Atlantean times that various members and different extraterrestrial races commingled with Earth humanity. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I would just like to explain a certain thing. We are not speaking about worshiping the goddess in the way the religion is trying to portray. We are speaking about inner connection with a clear and healthy and beautiful feminine aspect of creation. So we are not speaking about the old system of priests and priestesses and temples and churches. We are speaking about an inner connection, which can manifest outside as beautiful buildings, which can serve as anchor points in the planetary life grid to anchor that energy.
Yes, during the times that there were various races of ETs of different shapes, sizes, colors, skin types, I guess genetic phenotypes in general, amongst us, there were some of these beings of a highly spiritual nature, and they radiated a tremendous presence. And it was quite common for people to enjoy these beings' presence. Would that be accurate to state?
Yes.
And so the idea was basically these were great spiritual teachers. They did not seek personality worship. By the virtue of their awareness and knowledge, they radiated a calm and peace and seemed to help others on the inner planes establish a more direct connection to the source. Would you agree with that? So I think that possibly the priesthoods in the archonic relationship took some of these historical beings and manipulated them to be perceived of as demanding in worship, and they took their place with their gods and putting themselves as powers and intermediaries, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thanks. Okay, some people are talking about the city of Beijing, and they say there's lots of smog, and it hasn't happened in a long time, and they say all of a sudden it's there. Do you know anything about that? Is there anything going on there in China?
I would not say there is much improvement yet.
Okay. Also, there has been some space exploration by China in low Earth orbit, and they say they've gone to the moon in recent years. Are there any collaboration with the Galactics and the Chinese government in regards to their space program in a positive way or negative, actually, I guess?
There is a certain aspect of positive collaboration, but there is everywhere on the planet a Chimera group present in the military of every country, including China. That's why I don't hear about the positive cooperation in the Chinese mass media.
Okay, another question. Someone says, obviously there's a plan, and I know that this is part of the destabilization process of the New World Order, is to allow large influxes of immigrants into first world countries, and this creates tension amongst the people, basically, because the people who come in are on welfare, and it creates a kind of a stress and a tension. And a lot of the local people can be influenced by racial prejudice or socioeconomic distress to have a prejudice against these people. This is a controlled operation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So at the time of the event, after we defeat the cabal, these people will have free will to go and do whatever they want, right?
Which people are you asking?
The people that are coming in other countries, I mean, that they came there specifically for economic development, they'll be able to go home and...
Yes, of course. The situation will be completely different than it's now. All those artificial borders will slowly be dissolved, and people will begin to understand.
Okay, here's another one. Please explain what causes homosexual behavior. Is this behavior of the dark or light energy?
In most cases, this is manipulated sexual energy by the archons, because when the sexual energy has been traumatized or when it cannot express in healthy man-woman relationships, it can be expressed as this, but it's not always like that. It is also possible that there is a soul connection with two beings of the same sex, which can express in a sexual relationship as well. So we have a combination of many factors here.
Okay, and it's not necessarily dark or light. It's just what it is, and there's not judgment there, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good. Someone has asked about the emerald tablets of Thoth and the emerald tablets of Hermes. Those are the same being, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe the translation by Doriel is the most accurate of those tablets?
Yes, I would say that translation is quite good. I think it's the best we have at the moment.
Thank you. I agree with that as well. Also, you speak of the Halls of Amenti. This is actually a physical location deep in the inner caverns. Is this correct? Interdimensional portal, kind of?
It is actually a physical location under the sand in Egypt. It is a physical initiation center which has not been discovered yet.
Yes, and could you tell us approximately the depth of the pyramids of the UFOs that will be found underneath the Giza Plateau in the near future? Just a little tidbit. Someone wanted to know that information. I was kind of curious at the depth myself.
Okay, it is between 30 and 100 meters, which is about 100 to 300 feet.
Yeah, I remember that from our Egypt. You mentioned that. Okay, can you talk about the role that Pope Francis is playing and what's going on with the Vatican? Is he still a hand puppet of the Jesuits and playing both sides of the fence?
He wants to portray himself as the good guy, and because the Jesuits have a plan to interfere with the reset process and want to portray themselves as saviors of humanity to survive the event. And that's why he is doing all those little acts of kindness. If he would be sincere, the Catholic Church has trillions of dollars worth of land in South America. So the Catholic Church could end poverty on this planet immediately. And if he would be such a great, good guy, he could initiate that change.
Yeah, that's a great idea here. Kind of helter-skelter questions here. The human population is increasing. Where are these souls coming from? And is it this new souls are being generated, young souls, or what is the situation that allows more souls to come here at this time? Have they always been waiting? Have we just been waiting a longer time between incarnations? Why are there so many souls here, and where do they come from?
There are many souls on the astral plane waiting for incarnation, and the population is increasing simply because of the development of civilization on the physical plane, which allows for more people to survive. And there is also an impulse for more people to incarnate because we're now in special times. And they want to be present here on the physical plane because this is the place where the most drama happens.
Okay. So these beings are all in part of the quarantine process. So in the past, we've had to take turns to incarnate. Is that correct?
No, actually, people incarnated when it was the right time for them to incarnate or when there was a strong impulse one way or the other to incarnate. Yes, some people had to wait for a long time because there were not much options on the physical plane to incarnate.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, if everyone got the same impulse, I guess it would be the strongest impulse that would be allowed to incarnate first. If people wanted to come in and there just weren't enough bodies or babies to be available. So I guess in one way, the population explosion is a positive thing. It's allowing a lot of people experience on the physical plane.
Yes.
Okay. Someone wants to know if you could give us some insight about the importance of Lebanon as a country in the clearing of energies in the Middle East, and if the old Roman city of Baalbek is a portal to work on in particular.
It is one of the portals, yes, and it needs to be cleared. It has great potential for the light, but there were certain things happening there which were not good and need to be cleared.
So the person who asked that question, get together your meetup, prepare for change group, and get out there and do some positive invocations, maybe on Sunday for the worldwide meditation. We can see some work going on there. Some people are kind of curious about the Templars, the Freemasons, the royalty of the Cabal, and it seems like Isis is their goddess. What's the situation with the Templars? Is there a light group in there as well as a kind of a Cabal Illuminati-oriented group working in the Templars still?
Yes, actually, we have positive Templar faction and negative Templar faction. And the problem with Illuminati is that they have fractions of wisdom mixed with a lot of insanity. So they do do understand certain things and we fell completely with their emotional and psychological instability. It's a very dangerous combination. This is why the situation on the planet is as it is.
Yes. The Jung Codex and the Nag Hammadi manuscripts, you know, Dr. Frank Strange has mentioned that, you know, they've been withholding some of the things, but do you consider them pretty accurate?
Yes, the Nag Hammadi Codex is actually one of the best fragments of wisdom from before the Archon invasion in the 4th century, which destroyed most of the mystery schools.
Very cool. Valiant Thor and Dr. Frank Strange would be happy to hear about that. In fact, I have an interesting tidbit. Goes back to you, one of your posts I read that you mentioned that you'd be very surprised that what's in the Bible is actually not what happened and that will be cleared up afterwards. I'm kind of curious, Dr. Frank said he observed the history coins on one of the starships that he liked to look at Christ and he watched the Last Supper, and he said the Last Supper was only attended by 5 disciples and there were hundreds of women in the apostolic corps at the time of the Last Supper. Can you comment on that?
Well, I would not go into detail, but I would say, yes, most of the events which are described in the Bible did not happen the way they were described. But there was a lot of censorship, especially about the feminine presence, which was the greatly suppressed in the Gospel.
Yes, and I get this one a lot. It's been some time since I've asked it, but you always answer in a slightly different way, which is enlightening, even though it's kind of a repeat. But could you speak about being known as Lucifer? Was he real? Is he quarantined here? What is the situation with the beings, and how are they related to the hostile group of Shemira?
Okay, that being has been captured by the Light Forces many years ago, has crossed into the Light and is now assisting the Light Forces.
Wow, that's interesting news. And that's actually coincides with what Dr. Bell said. He mentioned that too, so that's interesting to hear you say it that way again. And what people want to know about their dreams, and they're kind of, I've been getting a lot of these lately too, so they're wondering, are they in their dream state, are they being attacked? Some people are feeling some positive things. I've heard, actually just recently, it was kind of weird, I got like 2 or 3 emails of people having very disturbing sleep. And I'm kind of curious, they wanted to know, are my dreams being manipulated? Are they releasing old soul contracts? Is there cleansing going on? What's going on the dreaming? Are we being manipulated, or is this just a natural process that's not really interfered with by the good guys or bad guys?
It is being manipulated because the archons on the astral planes, especially the dream planes, have technology to influence the dream state. This is not cleared yet completely, but there is also a clearing process. So it's a combination of both.
Yes, you know, I've been looking at a lot of the new extraterrestrial photographs coming out from George Filer, various other people. Lots of these really unique morphing ships that are really looking beyond the physical, kind of in this energetic state. When I think of what's taking place now, the increased sightings to prepare people for the eventual actual physical stable ship sitting there and a formal announcement that we have friends and neighbors here and they're here to help us. A lot of people think it's going to be a negative. They're here to take us over or say they're here to help us, with all that kind of stuff. But I think there's a lot of energy shifting going on that we can't possibly conceive, Cobra. Would you agree that these ships are coming into the atmosphere and with their hyperdimensional technology, manipulating frequencies on kind of in a holographic insert on multidimensional levels to help clear and stabilize the populace? Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, this is also happening.
Could you share a little more about that and these various shaped ships that they're definitely there, the lights are shifting, and they're morphing into different shapes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, there are many ships on many missions around the planet, and their purpose is first to stabilize the tectonic plate and a second to stabilize the etheric energy clean. And they are here on that mission for quite some time. They were actually here across all human history. It's nothing new. They are here to enable the transition for humanity to survive. Without their assistance, this planet would be destroyed many times over.
Yes. There's a good question. Someone really got a taste of. You talked about Stonehenge last time and what it was, and they really want to know the energy dynamics of Stonehenge in detail. What star is it aligned with? Does it circulate star energy in all directions across the planes? Does it gather and focus to Earth energies? Spread them out radially? Is there a diagram anywhere that describes the energy and dynamics of Stonehenge in detail that you would recommend? And do you see any star system that is particularly associated with it?
Okay, Stonehenge is actually built on a vortex point in the planetary grid, and its main connection is with the Pleiadian star system. It's a Pleiadian insertion portal. So if you go there and walk among the stars, you will be able to feel the Pleiadian energy very strongly. It's actually one of the most powerful Pleiadian vortex points on the planet.
Oh, very interesting. And if you were to, in your research or in your knowledge for someone who wanted to look at the energy that's in there, I mean, I guess they kind of want to dissect energy's best felt. Is there any type of mechanical explanation or energy vortex theory that they could look at to understand it?
Well, I would need to check, but there are certain links that are quite interesting on the internet about this.
Yeah, so everyone's have a lot of different things about it. And we get this all the time about humans eating meat of other animals. Is it healthy or not?
Human body, before it reaches a certain vibration, must actually eat a certain amount of meat. So do not force yourself to stop eating it if your body requires it, but there is a certain point when you spontaneously release that meat. It's not needed anymore.
Yeah, so this will be a positive integration, folks. No one's going to be forced to do anything. It'll come naturally from a vibrational change and an awareness of different things that will take place, and it comes within each person there. People wanted to know, here's an interesting one, kind of a deep metaphysical one, and I'll leave these questions open. I'll just let you answer them. Can you tell us more about the One? How did the One appear, and where is the One located?
The One did not appear. The One always was, it is, and always will be, and it is not located. The location coordinate system is actually defined by the One, so the One is everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
I agree completely. And the One is everywhere and nowhere. It's imminent and transcendent. Okay, so going to the mighty mystery questions of if the One has the ability to create universe, why isn't it possible for him or her to solve the Chimera problem?
It is because the Chimera problem has originated from the random function, which is not logical. It is not something that can be understood. It needs to be cleared by the One projecting its consciousness into experiencing this random anomaly, and through that experience, the One begins to understand this anomaly and absorbs it into itself. So this is like absorbing darkness into itself.
Okay, in the Untwined interview, you mentioned that creation will be absorbed back in the One, and this is just a cyclic aspect of the physical plane that seems to contract. I mean, the One is always ever present everywhere. So could you explain for what reason the One will absorb all of creation?
It is simply because everything that exists has a certain ultimate goal of evolution. It is to be absorbed into the One, to reach the highest possible state of consciousness. And space and time and matter are just projections which will be absorbed back into the source.
Okay. We had some interesting questions this week, too. And, folks, sometimes the ones that go up are the ones when I receive a couple of them. I've been getting a lot of questions, actually, and I got two in a row this time, and I just said it's time. Let's talk about the education system at the time of the event. The freedom will come down, and there will be a whole new education system. Many people are complaining about the repression and of this. And when the event happens, will the education systems just be free to change, or is there planned restructuring?
It will be a gradual restructuring because of the logistics and also the paradigm shift, which will be quite bad, but it will still require a certain adjustment time. So the education system on the planet after the event, in the first month after the event especially, will be in a constant change, constant upgrade.
Okay.
And there will be a certain amount of confusion because people will have to go beyond their belief system. Many of the old belief systems will crumble and people will have a certain psychological process to go through, which cannot happen overnight.
Right, and when they go through this process, there will be, of course, new advanced forms of learning. They're going to have to put away their old preconceived ideas, and I think we'll probably still be able to use the universities, but would you agree with me that the general paradigm shift in education will change from simply repeating facts to one of internalizing and realizing the process of learning, and kind of a science and a spiritual understanding is going to come about in education, correct?
Yes, this is the general trend that will happen, yeah.
People always say, when he does that, when you say, could you elaborate more?
Okay, so basically what will happen is that these new ideas, which will be distributed through the mass media, will begin to take shape in human mind, and then different aspects of population will have to be adjusted, and this will also take time. So therefore, it will be a gradual process. And then, of course, children will need to absorb those new ideas, which will be completely different from what they were taught in the past. So there will be a certain amount of confusion, but ultimately, humanity as a whole will begin to understand.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay, someone said, why has Poland throughout its history always been in hard situations? Second World War, attacked by Germany, used as a pawn, offered protection, Russia betrayed England, many other situations. Does Poland play a critical place in overcoming the dark forces because they value freedom and independence so highly? Or someone had a question about that.
It is simply that Poland is in a very unfortunate geopolitical location between Russia and Europe. It's like the buffer zone. And of course, it absorbs most of the conflict between those two areas.
Okay, that's a very good answer. I appreciate that. Here's an interesting one, and I'm going to answer beforehand. I'm going to say I think it's like a radio transceiver that transmitted energy and information that allowed the communication between the people of the time and the extraterrestrials without having spaceships. What is the Ark of the Covenant?
It was a manifestation chamber.
A manifestation chamber. I mean, like material items would appear in there?
Certain early versions of it had that ability, and the later versions only had the ability to create a certain electromagnetic field to enable communication with other dimensions, but not manifestation itself anymore.
Okay. The Ark of the Covenant spoken of the Bible, where is it today?
In the hands of the Light Forces.
There you go. That's good enough. All right. I guess I had a couple more questions here. Some people wanted to get into the situation. We got the big thing with the hack and Sony. I guess, could you talk about, you know, somebody even asked a question, you know, can you write a contract with the devil? Does the devil exist? And if not, who have all the rock stars signed their souls to? But could you talk a little bit about the situation with the hacking of the grid in the Sony?
Okay, one by one.
The hacking of the grid with Sony in relationship to this talk about the interview. They're trying to build it up in the mail. It's some sort of false flag or something, but I'm wondering if the resistance forces did anything. It was a shutdown.
No, the resistance forces were not involved in it.
Okay. Was that an American attack on them, or was them shutting down to prevent an American attack?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's good. Okay, there's a question. It says, from what you said, there are no fresh star seeds coming from other star systems, we're quoting you here. People that have incarnated have been inside this process for at least 25 years with extremely rare inceptions. Okay, the person is finding it really hard that they've been manipulated for 25,000 years. Why isn't it we haven't been able to free ourselves? If someone really doesn't want to be part of this process with the reincarnation grid, it goes back to that kind of how were we born thing. And it's a process that's really not under control of an administration. It's just something that happens. The soul is on the mental plane and they're drawn in. How can we break free of this?
Well, it's not easy. We have to, actually the event needs to happen to completely break the course in status of the planet, and then we will break free from this. And unfortunately, yes, we have been trapped for at least 25,000 years here.
Okay, another quick question here. People are worried about the Scandinavian royal families. Are they all involved? Are they kind of cabal light? Are they deeply involved? Does it vary from individual to individual? How deeply involved the Scandinavian royalty in the cabal?
It varies from individual to individual, but they are not the main ones to worry about.
Okay. Also, in the Buddhist scripture, they have a lot of eternal fire stories, and they say it's, you know, painful, but it's only temporary, as everything else in Buddhism is. But they say it's unfortunate, unnecessary. The Tibetan Buddha, it talks about it more in terms of it's not real. It's the mind that makes the torments real. Is there a way for us to go beyond the perceived tormenting that we feel. Everything we discuss is kind of about situations messed up, and we all are interested because we feel tormented. Is there something that we could do to go beyond this mental torment that's our own self-created illusion?
Well, whenever you contact your own soul, you go beyond that. So the more you have your soul contact, the more you go beyond that.
Okay, I'd like to go into another question here. We've got a couple more minutes here, but I wanted to go into another question in regards to how is the best way to contact your soul?
Okay, the first thing is to be absolutely sincere with yourself. The second thing is to allow yourself to feel your emotions and integrate them. And the third one is to appreciate beauty. And the fourth one is meditation.
Okay, well, I guess that's good. Okay. Someone has some other questions in regards to what's going on with the compression breakthrough. Is it still at the same distance? If so, why hasn't it kind of come down and removed them out of the inner earth or anything? Is this the final one? It won't get any lower, will it?
Okay, we are now entering the breakthrough phase, which means that the actual process of the compression breakthrough has started. It is not an instant process. It is not an instant event. It is a certain process which has been initialized with this portal activation and will culminate in the event.
Okay, from what you see there, folks, and tell me if this is kind of an interesting analogy here. From what you described, I kind of see this kind of layer around the earth like an onion that is a compression breakthrough field. And it seems to be, Cobra, what you were describing is if we could imagine not in any one place all at once is the veil being lifted, but in little areas all over the planet, little nanoviruses of light are penetrating and eventually it's going to just shine through completely. Is that right? So it's kind of a general wispy, it's like little bits of smoke coming out from various places, kind of, right?
This is exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was visualizing myself. Interesting question here. Is the Bovis scale a reliable indicator of the measurement of increased energy levels?
Okay, I would say it is a very crude and not very exact, but yes, it's something that you can use to, I would say, guess the vibrational frequency. It is not very accurate, but it's something that many people use in their measurement.
Okay, thank you. Some people are wondering, they spend many hours in meditation and are trying to connect to their inner selves and stuff. They start feeling these daydreaming and morphogenic fields. They begin to get information. They're unable to tap it consciously. Can you expect that information to become much clearer once the event happens?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Here's an interesting little tidbit, and we got maybe two more, and then we're going to have to let you go. What's the installation near the Tunguska in Siberia? Is there an installation there, a government situation?
Yes, there are quite many installations. Many, I would say, military complexes in that area. It was an area of a lot of activity in developing the Russia nuclear program, and some secret military projects were going on in that area as well.
Okay, and this is kind of a pejorative question that I want to ask that one. I was going to ask the last one here. And I guess I'm going to put this down in regards to the DNA. Can the DNA be manipulated, and can we establish a more powerful DNA connection to our soul verbally? And what is the best way to do this? By intoning mantras, is there a way to make a connection to forge a light connection between the soul and the physical body?
Okay, people are so focused on DNA, they forget the key aspect, which is consciousness. What is the most important here is the state of consciousness. So whatever you can do to raise your consciousness, to keep higher vibrational frequency of your consciousness, is the way to go.
And the DNA is going to respond. It's a living flame.
Exactly.
Well, Cobra, I know we probably have a lot of more questions from a lot of people here. It looks like I didn't get to some of them here, but I want to really thank you for your time. It's been very informative. And if you could leave us with one more little good news information that you feel is important that I possibly didn't ask, that in regards to your activation and the positive changes, is there anything else you'd like to share with our guests today about the positive breakthroughs that are coming and what we can do?
As I have said, we have entered the breakthrough phase, and the life forces have instructed us to start visualizing our life after the event. We have that focus. Not so much all the dark stuff that is appearing on the planet, not so much of what has happened, but more what we want to create, what we want to manifest. What is the world that we would like to have? To start visualizing this, and by visualizing this, we accelerate.
Barbara, once again, thank you so much for your help today. It's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the Victor Light Radio Show, and we look forward to having you again next month. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you out there, all of you Cobra followers, Victory of the Light, light workers, prepare for change people especially. Our hearts go out to you. Visit that site. We could use donations. We need some upgrades, folks. God bless you all.
Thank you, everybody. I wish you a happy holidays and a victory of the light.
Thank you so much, Cobra.
Thank you.